Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present An Unexpected Scandal by Jules Bennett. Performed by Pavi Prochko. 1. The cool spring rain pelted Nick Campbell's back. The unopened envelope in his hand held a secret he'd yet to discover, and part of him wanted to shred it and let the secret die with his mother. Nick stood over Lori Campbell's pearl-white casket and stared down at the spray of pink roses cascading in every direction. She had left him this letter and told him there were two more to be delivered to the others. So many secrets, so many cryptic deathbed messages. Honestly, he didn't care about any of that right now. The yawning ache in his heart over losing his mother trumped all other emotions. But he'd vowed he would read the letter once she was gone. She had passed 5 days ago, and he still hadn't opened it. For days, he'd carried the envelope around in his pocket, thinking he'd look at it. But one thing led to another. Arrangements were made, insurance dealt with, so many details for a funeral. Nick just hadn't had the time or the energy. Anticipation and worry gnawed at him, and he knew the moment had come. He had nothing else waiting on him, nothing pressing right at this second. And he'd promised his mother. Nick tore his eyes from the casket and gazed down at the wrinkled envelope in his hand. He tore the seal open and pulled out the letter. With a deep breath, he started to read. Shock, anger, confusion. So many emotions rolled through him that he had nowhere to channel everything. Nick read through the letter once again, slower this time, hoping he'd read it wrong. What the hell? How could he process her death and this, too? It was all too much to take in, and he didn't want to accept any of it. When he'd realized his mother was indeed going to pass, only a few short weeks ago, he'd closed in on himself, not wanting to even think of a future without her, let alone finishing the resort she'd started renovating with his help. The resort that had led him to Sylvia. For one night, Sylvia Lane, lead architect on the resort project, had been more than an associate, more than an acquaintance. She'd been passionate, giving, so damn sexy that he couldn't stop thinking about every single detail. Her hair sliding over his body, that naughty grin she'd tossed him just before she'd let her pencil dress slide down her body. And he'd never forget the way she'd cried out his name as her pleasure took over. That heated encounter had played over and over in his mind the last 4 weeks. The morning after, she'd slipped back into her dress, and they'd both agreed there would be nothing beyond that night. She was new in town and building her career. She couldn't afford for anyone to know she'd slept with a client. And he sure as hell was in no position to add another complication to his life. But she'd comforted him when grief had overtaken him, and part of him wished for more comfort from her now. Nick's eyes scanned back over the page until the handwritten words blurred together. He wanted to shred the letter, as if that would make this entire nightmare go away. If only things could be so easy. Unfortunately, Nick knew his mother wouldn't lie. The woman didn't have a deceitful bone in her body, and she would never purposefully hurt him, not even with the bombshell she'd left him with. That didn't mean he understood why she'd kept the truth from him for so long, or why she'd chosen to share it with him only after she was gone and he could no longer get answers. And what had she meant about two other letters? Nick pulled in a shaky breath and shivered against the cold rain. He'd said his private goodbyes, and it was time to go. He had to move on, to continue to honor his mother's wishes and carry out her plans. The crunch of leaves had him jerking around, coming face to face with Sylvia, the woman he hadn't seen since their one-night stand. Sylvia had stood back beneath the covering of a lush tree and watched as Nick clearly had a private moment over his mother's grave. He'd pulled an envelope from his pocket and studied it for some time. Gripping her umbrella, Sylvia decided she couldn't stand here forever like some stalker. She had to approach him now, before she lost her nerve. For the past 5 days, she had tried to contact him, but then she'd learned about the death of his mother, and she knew the timing of her news couldn't be worse. She understood why he was not responding to her texts or calls. It hadn't been because she'd broken their promise to keep it to just one night. He was grieving, just as he'd been that night everything had changed. She wanted to go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?